Greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Ni hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Salam. Shalom. I'm full. Peace. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden from the entertainment capital of the gorging on the beheaded, to celebrate the holidays, Nexium Prevacid Industrial Complex. Yes, this is the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show. There are reasons for it, that there's only one. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and got indigestion this Thanksgiving weekend. We ate the good stuff, but it's no easy fix to the digestion problems encountered by the gluttonous. Take two and call me in the morning. Take two what and call me in the morning? It seems that so often whatever you're taking, even though it was tested on animals, as if there were some scientific validity to that, whatever you're taking always seems to come up questionable, like Vioxx recently. Oh, the personal injury attorney's going to have a good time with that. You know, no wonder John Edwards didn't really care if all the votes got counted. He's going to have some lawsuits he can do on his hands with Vioxx, you know. And now, well, you got heartburn? Well, a research study conducted at the University Medical Center St. Radboud in the Netherlands, just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, shows that widely used heartburn and ulcer drugs can increase your risk for pneumonia. So it seems that the acid in normal stomach fluids that generally kills harmful bacteria, you suppress that stomach fluid production. What happens is you increase your risk of pneumonia by as much as double. And that was the case for users of Nexium and Prevacid and Prilosec. And, I hope I'm pronouncing these right, because I never take them. I never really pay much attention to these. But these are some of the most powerful acid-fighting drugs on the market, called proton pump inhibitors. Another class of acid-fighting drugs presented an elevated risk also for pneumonia. Those included Tagamet and Pepcid, and 300,000 patients were studied in this. So there you go. And so that's, eating too much bird. Well, eating any bird is too much bird. And, do you think you can get off easy from me because of free-range turkeys? Do you think that? Because I...
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
So I can't let you get off with that excuse. It was like I was at the Peace March a few weeks back, and... of course, I have the vegan message there all the time, and someone came up to me and said, "Well, I do dairy. I'm with you. I do dairy. At least nobody gets hurt, right? Well, except for the veal calf and the cow when she's done giving milk. Yeah, that's true. And then somehow people think, well, I'm eating something called free range turkey. Free range. Well, according to the Bush administration, USDA, and Veneman resigning from that agency. Anyway, the single condition for the term free range is that birds have access to the outdoors, but the amount of time is not regulated. So, you have someone, Mary Pittman. She's the owner of Mary's Free Range Turkeys. And her quote is, "Consumers can really be fooled. Some farms can qualify for free range, but they raise animals in the same conditions as industrial farms," end quote. And... the East Bay Animal Advocates conducted an investigative rescue at a so-called free-range turkey farm in Northern California. Well, you find thousands of free-range turkeys are raised in a single warehouse, just like the industrial farms. That warehouse is called a grow-out shed, and they're forced to stand on accumulated fecal waste and breathe ammonia fumes. Why, that sounds like the industrial farms, too. And then there are photographs on the website, the East Bay Animal Advocates website. They show photographs. So one shows the Northern California free-range turkey farm. There are outside pens for the turkeys. They just, all of the pens just happen to be empty. And don't think that free range means that an animal is wandering around and, you know, happily. And they live in small corrals. You know, they're not necessarily free, you know, like on the range, home on the range, you know, just like industrial farms. And a portion of baby turkeys' beaks and toes are severed without anesthesia, and there is a high mortality rate for the baby turkeys, even though they are free range. The ones who die at an early age, actually, they are the lucky ones. The unlucky ones wound up on your plate on Thursday, huh? 45 million unlucky turkeys. Unlucky just because they happen to be born turkey. They're born to die. And 45 million of them were hanged by a leg as they went by, a blade slashing their throats and, you know, maybe killing them, maybe not. Then they're dropped into a vat of boiling water, gets the feathers off, but maybe they're still conscious. Are we conscious of what's on our plate on Thanksgiving? Oh, so it's Thanksgiving, we're thankful, so we behead 45 million. And 22 more million will be beheaded this holiday season for Christmas, to celebrate the Prince of Peace, the birth of Jesus. 22 more million beheadings will happen. And what can I say? The free-range turkeys are still like the ones on industrial farms. They're bred to grow at an unnatural rate. They have permanent health problems. They have heart conditions. They have leg problems. Their legs can't support them. And as I've said in the past, wild turkeys can live up to 20 years, but their factory-farmed counterparts usually don't survive past two. In fact, turkeys, free-range and otherwise, are usually beheaded between 14 and 25 weeks of age. So, and then, you know, you have your diseased turkey, and these turkeys are obese. They have congestive heart and lung disease. They have engorged coronary vessels. They have distended, fluid-filled pericardial sac, abdominal fluid. They have a gelatin-like substance covers an enlarged liver. Their hearts explode. And that's dinner, huh? Debeaked and detoed, toes amputated without anesthetic. Their beak is cut off with a hot blade. It's sensitive. Their beaks are sensitive, and that gives them lifelong pain. And there is artificial insemination, which is kind of an X-rated process. We don't have to go into it here, but artificial insemination also spreads foul cholera, which is a major bacterial disease in turkey, the leftovers of whom are chilling in your refrigerator right now. Well, now you are probably full by now, I hope, you know, after a few days of gorging yourself. And if you're like Dick Cheney, you're full of probably buffalo. Now, that's what he seems to enjoy as a snack. Maybe you're on your couch and you can basically only roll over to the remote. But, you know, let's say, you still have the urge to kill, do some recreational killing, football games, I've had enough of them, and maybe you want to do some animal sniping for recreation. And, in this capitalist society, the market always responds to your needs. And from Reuters, the headline says, Texas officials wary of plan to hunt by internet. Yes, now you can hunt from the comfort of your home, because John Underwood, a San Antonio, Texas auto body shop estimator, was watching a website with cameras posted in the wild to take photos of animals. And why don't hunters just take photos? I mean, if they're going to get someone in, you know, in the sight of their lens, why not a picture instead of a body, huh? But Underwood thought, why just take photos of animals when you can kill them? So he has set up guns on platforms at his Texas ranch that can be operated by cyber killers from all over the world coming to his website. His website, which is live-shot.com. Liveshot.com. John Underwood making a contribution to society. And Texas officials actually aren't quite sure what to make of Underwood's website sniping. They don't quite know how to regulate it. But I know probably a fellow Texan, Dick Cheney, who just visited the hospital because he's out of breath. He caught a cold. He was coughing up phlegm. Phlegm. You know how to spell phlegm? Help you win your next game of Scrabble? P-H-L-E-G-M. P-H-L-E-G-M. That's Dick Cheney there. So in Texas, you know, and Cheney's a bit overweight. He's had 4 heart attacks. So this might just be what he likes doing. He can hunt via the internet. Oh, gosh, from fellow Texan. Liveshot.com. No, we can't we just take pictures? Yeah, no. Of course, over in Texas, the land of chubby, heart-conditioned hunters, they also have those caged hunts for the lazy politicians, too. They have more big cats in captivity in Texas than there are in the wild. So basically, if you're Dick Cheney, and he goes to canned hunts all the time, where the animals are fenced in and most of them are tame or retired. So you go to a canned hunt, you get a big cat, you get an ornament on your wall and a rug all at once. And you can just sit back and snack on your buffalo. You know, there are some people who probably would have been better off with internet hunting than going out and being the macho men that they are. I grabbed a recent article from Associated Press. It says here that Stamos Korpas of Fairfax, Virginia, died after Charles Lepovetsky of Ranson, West Virginia, mistook his movements for a bird and shot him a couple of Saturdays back in a hunting mishap in Maryland's Green Ridge State Forest. Also, on a weekend a couple of weeks back, Eddie Graham of Washington, D.C., was mistakenly shot by Robert Glacco of Prince George's County while rabbit hunting. Let's see, a couple of Sundays back, Joseph Medell of Pasadena, Maryland, was shot while quail hunting by Charles Russell of Chester, Maryland, who was charged with negligent hunting. Also, a couple of weekends back, Daniel P. Evans of Northeast Maryland sustained injuries after falling from a tree while deer hunting. And, that's what he gets for looking for deer up in trees, huh? Go up in the tree and hunt for deer. These lazy hunters who are engaged in the fair sport of hunting, they have all of these contraptions where they can sit up in a tree and hunt, and they have all of these lures, the sounds, the smells. Now they can do it on internet, too. How macho, 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 macho. The dude who fell from a tree is in good condition after getting... And there was another, William Redman, Pasadena, Maryland, found in good condition after getting separated from his animal sniper party when he had to spend 2 nights alone in the wilderness there, like the animals have to do all their lives. Can't we appreciate the animals for who they are? You know, I'd like to see one of these hunters, you know, they without the gun. Go, you know, the big cats in Texas, the canned hunts. Go chase a cheetah, okay? They run 62 miles an hour. They can run 109 yards in 6.8 seconds. They go 0 to 50 in 3.6 seconds, probably faster than your automobile does. So that would be fair, hunting them, chasing them, running after them, huh? You know, let's appreciate animals for who they are. Look at the loud noises that animals can make. We can't even match that. You know, what's the loudest animal sound? That is the low-frequency communication pulses from whales. Those are 188 decibels. And a jumbo jet taking off is 120 decibels. So the cheetahs are faster. The whales are louder. Birds, the big bird-eating weekend we have here, huh? Well, what's the biggest bird? A North African ostrich, 9 feet, 345 pounds. Makes those hunters out there look little in comparison, huh? So, anyway, if we could just look, I mean, even the fastest fish, go throw a line out in the water there. The cosmopolitan sailfish can go 68 miles per hour. That's actually faster than the cheetah. So you have a fish swimming faster than a cheetah, huh? And so perhaps one day we will learn to appreciate the animals before they are all extinct. So anyway, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You can support this show, the show that supports and appreciates animals. You can support this show with a tax-deductible donation made payable to Go Vegan and mail to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. If you need to reach me by phone, it's 818-623-6477. Email is meatfreeamerica@yahoo.com, M-E-A-T, freeamerica@yahoo.com. This show can only be on, and, you know, free speech is expensive. We have to buy the airtime each and every week from radio stations, and we can only do that with your support. Tax-deductible donations and the advertising revenue that we have from sponsors who advertise only vegan and cruelty-free products and services, meaning no animal ingredients, no animal testing. We appreciate animals here. Here's an interesting song from Dana Lyons' collection where we will appreciate animals even more here now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
I am an animal. You are an animal. We both are animals. We both eat animals. We dance like animals. We love like animals. We all are animals. We all are animals. The reptiles have some class. They slither about in the grass. They like it when the weather's damp. They party deep in the swamp. They've got smooth and shiny scales, long tongues and longer tails. Ooh. The birds do it all with their beaks. They eat and they clean and they speak. Their wings take them high in the air, and who knows what they do up there. They've got dances that can't be beat, with their feathers and rubber feet. Tweet, tweet. I am an animal. You are an animal. We both are animals. We both eat animals. We dance like animals. We love like animals. We all are animals. We all are animals. The insects have some pride. They wear their skeletons outside. They can live anywhere. Hot or cold, they do not care. With antennas and many eyes, they eat, reproduce, and they die. Ha! The mammals are a wild bunch. They eat each other for lunch. They got fur as soft as silk. They feed their babies milk. They sing all the latest tunes. At night they howl at the moon.
fish dig a whole nother scene. Their whole world is aquamarine. Some are thin and some are fat. Some of the faces are flat. They take transatlantic trips. They do strange things with their lips. Ew. But let's not forget the plants. The plants have so much fun. They don't eat anyone. They just soak up all the sun. They rub their branches in the breeze. Dandelions tickle the trees. Oh, I am an animal. You are an animal. We both are animals. We both eat animals. We dance like animals. We love like animals. We all are animals. We all are animals. I am an animal. I am an animal.
Going vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low fat, low sodium, cholesterol free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5 ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try Chicken Free Chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good lately, and I can't believe it. I think I owe it to my Earth Vegan footwear. I am really feeling good since I got my pair of Navigators, and yeah, I'm waiting for my Aspens to arrive in the mail any day now from Vern at Earth Vegan, but gosh, the company can hardly keep up with all the orders. The footwear is so popular. I mean, it looks great, but you have to wear Earth Vegan footwear to really appreciate what's going on here. I kept saying it on the radio. Finally, they came into All Vegan in San Diego, 4669 Park Boulevard. And Joy is telling me the same thing now. They're the most comfortable shoes that she has ever worn. They're made of soft, breathable simulated leather uppers and linings, adjustable hook and loop straps at the forefoot and ankle, and a giving elasticized heel band. Oh, is that why they're so comfortable? I guess there are technical reasons, huh? Hand-sewn cobbler's stitch construction with multi-density cushioned footbed, natural latex rubber sole, and, of course, that famous Calso negative heel technology. And they come in black or sandstone, UK Vegan Society certified components in construction, many styles of vegan casuals for men and women. Go to the website for Earth Vegan. It's earthvegan.us, earthvegan.us. The phone number is 877-746-3364, 877-746-3364. They really are more comfortable than going barefoot. I get home, I go work at the computer, I keep my Earth Vegan footwear on my feet. Go figure. Check them out. You'll see why.
Oh, no. Now look what they're giving to people. Animal burgers.
But not at Rancho's Natural Foods Market. And no, no, no. Rancho's at 3918 30th Street announces that, well, except in the corner there for that raw, wild honey that, you know, some of those raw food people demand. Well, except for that, the entire Rancho's Natural Foods Market is now totally vegan, 100%. The deli with delicious entrees and soups, 100% vegan. Get your organic produce and bulk items. Rancho's has an organic salad bar with raw dressings. I was just there recently. I had the raw Caesar dressing. It was delicious. There's a juice bar, organic wheatgrass juice, even organic salsa. And vegan pastries are available. Check out the fantastic cakes and cookies and scones from We Make It Vegan. And Rancho's Natural Foods Market welcomes all raw food enthusiasts with a wide selection at 3918 30th Street, which is right next door to Rancho's Cocina Mexican and Vegetarian Cuisine. That's 3910 30th Street. There are two other locations, 1830 Sunset Cliffs Boulevard, which is a really nice location there out in Ocean Beach with a nice little outdoor area. I am often there. Also 4705 Point Loma Avenue, each with close to 100 vegan menu options. You want enchiladas? Ranchos has them. They have the, you might want to try the avocado or the eggplant or tofu and tempeh. You want burritos? Try the lentil or the potato vegetable or the soy chorizo. Also vegan tamales, fajitas, taquitos, and so much more at Ranchos, three restaurant locations, 1830 Sunset Cliffs, 4705 Point Loma Avenue, and 3910 30th Street, right next to Ranchos Natural Foods Market.
Milk has blood in it. It's a great drink for vampires!
Well, are you the kind of person who wouldn't hurt a fly? Is your motto live and let live, even when it comes to tiny little six-legged unwanted house guests? Well, then the catch-a-bug, that's K-A-T-C-H-A, the catch-a-bug humane bug catcher is for you. I believe it is for me, too, because I usually have the job of getting the little paper cup and coaxing the bug in. Well, now, with Catch-A-Bug Humane Bug Catcher, you simply place the catch-a-bug over the bug, you slowly slide the trapdoor shut, and then the bug will step on the trapdoor as it closes, and then you can take the catch-a-bug outside, open the trapdoor, and your little bug friend goes on her merry way. No problem for big spiders or jumping bugs. Catch-a-bug measures 9 inches, so you don't have to get too close for comfort to the bug also. And you can order catch-a-bug. I just love this, huh? K-A-T-C-H-A, catch-a-bug. You can order catch-a-bug from the, petacatalog.org. So you can order online, P-E-T-A-C-A-T-A-L-O-G, petacatalog.org, or order catch-a-bug by calling 757-622-PETA. That's 757-622-PETA. Right you are, young man. That wonderful youngster there who once complained to me that his elementary school had McDonald's Day. And then his elementary school had Domino's Pizza Day. He must have known that would provoke a phone call from me to the Santa Clarita Valley School District there. And, lo and behold, what it has led to is, we've had a few meetings. The president of the Santa Clarita Valley School Food Association also happens to be president of the California School Food Association. And we had some meetings over the subject. And coming up on December 9th, I believe, I have enlisted the aid of our chef from our wonderful Thanksgiving, Carrie Brown, and we are going to test on humans. That's right. We don't believe in testing on animals here. We are going to test vegan recipes on elementary school students on December 9th in the school district there. So wish us luck. No luck needed. Vegan food is just so good anyway, huh? So let's see, what do we have going here today? Oh, I do want to tell you we have a day where we can get together, talk about some calendar items, animal news and views, our little holiday weekend here where we're just sitting around and digesting. weekend at Thanksgiving and Fur-Free Friday this past Friday. Well, you can support the causes that concern you most, helping animals, children, and nature by switching to phone services, both local and long distance, and internet, including DSL, gas, and electric, at rates you'll want to compare with your current monthly bills. There's also an opportunity to raise funds for yourself or your organization. There's a website where you can learn all about Project ACE, offering world-class ACN services. Visit the website. It's projectace.net. Projectace.net, projectace.net, where the ACE stand for animals, children, environment. Coming up, let's see, this will be tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, St. Martin's Animal Foundation and the PAW Project's Animal General Hospital present the Anti-Abuse Fuse for the benefit of animals. This is at the Key Club, 9039 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood. Live bands and food and drink and auctions and fun. You have the Vegan Vixens there, Fashion with Compassion, Jillian Barbary, the Barbie Twins, and Ken Wall. Music by Nimbus and Corey Leland and the Groovy Gurus, and all sorts of great things happening there. The doors open at 7:30 tomorrow evening. The show begins at 8:30. Admission is $35 at the door. And for more information, you can call Sky at 818-771-8750. That's Sky at 818-771-8750. And St. Martin's Animal Foundation works tirelessly to save animals on the streets of Los Angeles and promote humane care and education, primarily for Latino communities. St. Martin's teaches that dogs are not for fighting and that every companion animal deserves a loving home. And you can go to the website, stmartinsanimalfoundation.org. That's stmartinsanimalfoundation.org. And the PAW Project's Animal General Hospital provides free medical care to animals in need. The lives of animals are often dependent on veterinary care, and veterinary care is dependent on money. By creating a free clinic, the PAW Project will save the lives of companion animals and wildlife who deserve the very best medical care. And you can go to pawproject.org. That's pawproject.org. And yes, Sky does the work with St. Martin's. Very often it's pit bulls that she takes in off the street. And amazingly, by switching them to a vegan diet, they lose their aggressive tendencies. So how about that? Works on people, works on pit bulls. Hey, I want to thank Debbie Kraft and Sandy Boss for their support of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. They're with Vegan Coalition, producing the annual Bowling for the Animals. And the flyer is out now. I know this is really looking ahead, and, well, you haven't ordered your calendar yet from petacatalog.org. Have a wonderful calendar there. And when you do get your calendar, I need you to, I know it's well in advance, so there will be no excuses for you not to be on Sunday, May 1st, at Sunset Bowl at 3093 Claremont Drive in San Diego. It will be the 7th annual Bowling for the Animals. So if you want to help raise funds for animal organizations and do it in a fun way, this will be your chance. So, you know, you can win Las Vegas vacation, fabulous prizes. But look at who the beneficiaries are for the 7th annual Bowling for the Animals. Proceeds will go to the House Rabbit Society, to St. Nicholas Hope for Animals, to San Diego Animal Advocates, and GoVeganRadio.com, which produces Go Vegan with Bob Linden, which is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. And so this year, this show will be a beneficiary. So I'd like you to get involved. And you can sign up in advance, become a sponsor. And the phone number is 760-942-3365, 760-942-3365. And you can also go to the website, which is bowlingfortheanimals.org, bowlingfortheanimals.org. So we look forward to seeing you there many months from now. So that's, you know, on the calendar way ahead. And let's see what we can find now in terms of animal news and views. Oh, and I do want to offer congratulations to Lundberg Family Farms, just recognized for its environmental leadership and recipient of the Green Power Leadership Award from the EPA and Department of Energy at the 9th National Green Power Conference in Albany, New York. Lundberg Family Farms, third-generation family-owned and operated grower and marketer of natural and organic rice products. It offsets 100% of its energy use through the purchase of wind energy certificates, making it among the largest renewable energy purchasers in California and the first among farmers and producers of organic and national rice products nationally. In addition to its exclusive use of wind energy, Lundberg's farming practices are sustainable, using a wide variety of low-impact agricultural techniques, including certified organic growing and processing methods and facilities. So once again, congratulations to Lundberg Family Farms, a valued advertiser on this show. Oh, do we have some of the best people, companies in the world supporting this effort here. Congratulations to Lundberg. Oh, if you're with an animal rights group, a vegetarian organization, and you need a print job done, make sure you contact Shalom Printing. You get an extra special discount because you're involved with the good causes. And you can email shalomprinting@aol.com. Shalomprinting@aol.com. You find Shalom Printing in Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard. That's just east of the 405 at Noble on Ventura Boulevard. Well, the November 9th Daily News reported on the confirmation of new L.A. Animal Services General Manager Gordon Stuckey, a Maryland bureaucrat with no animal welfare background whatsoever. Well, that must qualify him for the $152,000 per year position. The L.A. City Council found that Stuckey's lack of experience merited a 14-0 vote in his favor for the $152,000 per year position, for which he has no experience. Why didn't I send a resume over? Stuckey was opposed by animal rights advocates. Pamela Ferdin of Animal Defense League L.A. was quoted in the Daily News, upset that about Stuckey. Stuckey, quote, knows nothing about animals, nothing about progressive policies to advance animal services. When we see other qualified candidates being ignored who have the leadership and the skills necessary to take this department into the 21st century, we cannot rest. Mayor Hahn had his chance to bring in professional management, and instead he has turned his back on the humane community. End quote. I'm not qualified for so many $152,000 per year jobs that I should be applying for them, huh? Oh, here's another job opening, huh? Ann Venom, the official mouthpiece for the meat and dairy industries for the past few years as Secretary of the USDA. What's that stand for, USDA? Unbelievable slaughter of defenseless animals, unnecessary sickness, disease, atrocities. It's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we know that. Anyway, Ann Veneman is resigning. She's also battling breast cancer. I wonder if she had some dietary consultations earlier. That wouldn't be the case, huh? She was widely criticized for holding the department for her department's handling of the discovery of the Washington State mad cow, and the Natural Environmental Trust criticized her for not following through on a 2001 promise to ban road building in millions of acres of national forest and wilderness under USDA control. Well, the day after the so-called presidential election, one student posted a picture of himself on the internet holding a sign that said, "Sorry, world, we tried, half of America. He signed it for half of us. Within just a few days, James Zetlin had 27 million hits on his website, which is www.sorryeverybody.com, apologizing for the election, if you want to call it that, of George Bush. The site now features more than 2,200 pictures of contrite Americans holding up signs expressing apology and sorrow for the election, whatever you want to call it. And another 1,000 pictures are waiting to be posted. Line up. No blood for oil. That's how the chanting goes at peace marches. Well, maybe another chant should be no blood for seeds, as the United States government installs its corporate democracy in Iraq. One of the laws in place now in Iraq. I'm sure that this was pushed by the sovereign Iraqi people, the Iraqi farmers there. I'm sure that they suggested this legislation, because now Iraqi farmers are now prohibited by law from saving seeds, from saving their own seeds that they plant for their crops. They must instead become customers of transnational, genetically mutant corporate seed sellers like Monsanto and Dow. One of the authors of a recent report from Grain, G-R-A-I-N, and Focus on the Global South, Shalini Bhutani, said, quote, the U.S. has been imposing patents on life around the world through trade deals. In this case, they invaded the country first, then imposed their patents. This is both immoral and unacceptable, end quote. Oh. So what else is new, huh? Immoral, unacceptable. That's what we get on a regular basis from our government. Well, if you're low on cash, speaking about immoral and unacceptable, are you low on cash since your job probably has been outsourced overseas and your money is sitting in some Halliburton account in Baghdad? Well, now you can forget about your payday advance loans. The George W. Bush EPA has money for you. Yes, if you're willing to expose your kids to toxic pesticides. Yes, your United States Environmental Protection Agency wants children from low-income families to be exposed to toxic pesticides over a 2-year period in a research study. Don't worry, you'll be handsomely rewarded. You'll receive $970 cash. You get a free video camera and a T-shirt and a framed certificate of appreciation and probably a lawsuit from your kids in the future. The EPA received $2 million to conduct the study from the American Chemistry Council, a front group that includes, well, Exxon, Monsanto, and Dow. And last year, PETA made public Dow Chemical Company's plan to use 1,350 animals to retest two chemicals in the EPA's high production volume chemical testing program, even though the same hazard information was already available for both chemicals. Even more incomprehensible, PETA says, is the fact that the two chemicals aren't even part of the HPV or high production volume chemical testing program. In fact, Dow went ahead with the tests even before the public comment period ended, which is a no-no in the EPA testing scheme. Plus, Dow could have performed testing procedures, which were recommended by the EPA, that would have killed half as many animals. Well, you can let the Dow CEO know why you're not purchasing Dow products right now. You can reach him, William Stavropoulos, at 989-636-1752. 989-636-1752. You can fax 989-636-9656. Again, 989-636-9656. And you can email him, wsstav@dow.com. wsstav@dow.com. Atrazine. Atrazine is a dangerous pesticide used in corn production. It's banned in Europe, and it's linked to cancer and endocrine disruption. While environmental organizations have long lobbied the EPA to ban it, well, your Bush-friendly, your corporate-friendly Bush EPA lists atrazine as legal and safe. Syngenta, the biotech giant that produces atrazine, has recently sunk $250,000 into its EPA lobbying effort. And Syngenta has just signed on former presidential candidate and Kansas Senator Bob Dole as spokesperson. He's the spokespoison now. Spokespoison for their poison. That's Bob Dole. So anything for a buck, huh, these politicians? And a class action suit has been brought against biotech giants Monsanto and Bayer by a thousand Saskatchewan organic farmers seeking compensation for contamination of their organic canola fields by Monsanto's and Bayer's genetically mutated canola seed. Okay. Well, in this past election, by a margin of 69% to 31%, Marin County joined Mendocino County and Trinity County in California in banning growing genetically engineered crops, banning the growing of genetic mutated crops, an action that has inspired organic advocates around the country and is laying the groundwork for statewide legislative action here. In Northern California, the Arcata City Council is preparing a GE ban, and it is expected that the San Francisco County legislators will soon vote on a similar measure. Despite the Marin victory, GE-free ballot initiatives did fail in Humboldt County and San Luis Obispo counties, where activists there in a dozen other counties are vowing to do the necessary hard work to get future passage. Oh, does that upset me when I hear that, Bush from his debates, all of that about hard work. As if he ever knew a day of it in his life, huh? Okay, I guess we should take a break and then maybe continue with Animal News and Views. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show. Of course, it's the first and only, with good reason. Who else is out there trying to raise money every week to pay for airtime on behalf of the animals who don't pay, except with their lives? And if you're an animal lover, well, maybe this year, considering your tax-deductible donations, maybe you're not so happy with HSUS or the ASPCA, since they're supportive of IAMS, and IAMS is supportive of animal experimentation. Perhaps this year you'll say, well, no, not HSUS this year, not the ASPCA this year. Go Vegan Radio. Yes, this year. I'll make my tax-deductible donation to that project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. So you make your check payable to Go Vegan. You put it in the mailbox addressed to Go Vegan, P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. All the information's on the website, goveganradio.com. You can call me at 818-623-6477 or email meatfreeamerica@yahoo.com. That's M-E-A-T, free America, @yahoo.com.
Going Vegan Just Got Easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart, Chicken Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low fat, low sodium, cholesterol free, chicken free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5 ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try chicken free chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
And Follow Your Heart brings us such wonderful products. There are many vegan salad dressings from Follow Your Heart and Veganaise, which is the vegan mayonnaise. I mean, let's face it. And now, vegan gourmet cheese alternatives, 4 varieties. Yes, they melt. So all the foods that you've enjoyed in the past, like pizza or enchiladas or eggplant parmesan. You can have them all using vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They are delicious. Well, you don't have to melt them. They're great in a sandwich or just plain right out of the package. So check them out, vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. And if you're a vegan who's looking for a set of wheels, got to get around town, and you don't know where to come up with the vehicle for which you seek, the vehicle that you're seeking, well, make sure you head on over to Bear Auto. Well, the name alone, B-E-A-R, Bear Auto. Animal-friendly Bear Auto. Gary's over there. He's a vegan. And check it out at 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. You just get off the Sycamore exit there, off the 78, head north till it dead ends, make a left. Then it's that big building on the left side, that orange building there, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive. The phone number is 760-597-1600. Open 7 days a week. Hundreds of recycled cars are available there. You have boats and collector cars, too. You want to see the inventory? It's on the website, bearautosales.com. B-E-A-R, autosales.com, all one word. See the inventory. You can get directions on the website, too. And there's information on in-house financing. Bear Auto buys cars. They'll give you cash, and they'll make a special deal for you because you're vegan.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does, so we avoid it, and we also go to places where, well, you can't even find any. Like, gosh, all vegan. Time flies when you're shopping all vegan. It's hard to believe that All Vegan has celebrated its first anniversary already. Well, if you haven't been there yet, oh, treat yourself. Go ahead. Head on over there. 4669 Park Boulevard in University Heights, San Diego. All the necessities are there. Vegan shoes and belts and wallets and purses and chocolates and Earth Vegan footwear. Gotta check it out. Lots more. Joy at All Vegan tells me that the faux version of the UGG boots, Fugs, are practically walking out the door themselves. So before our frigid Southern California winter numbs your toes any further, slip them into Fugs for $32 in black, natural, and baby blue. Earth to All Vegan, Earth to All Vegan. Yes, Earth has arrived at All Vegan, Earth Vegan footwear. I tell you, Joy loves her Earth Vegan shoes as much as I do. Check them out. They are very popular. The company can hardly keep up with the orders, but check them out at All Vegan, which is open Thursday and Friday, 2 to 8, Saturday, 2 to 9, today till 6 o'clock, Sundays 1 to 6 o'clock, and you can visit the website, allveganshopping.com.
Mommy, Daddy, no circus. It hurts animals.
And it also hurts animals if you are trying to dissuade coyotes from being in your neighborhood. A lot of people look at lethal methods. They do poisoning. They do trapping. And does no good for the environment. The best thing you can do is the coyote home protection that you get. And I can set you up with it. It goes right on your fence. Revolutionary new technology that goes up there and keeps coyotes out, keeps your animals in. And requires no power, no electricity, no batteries, just this revolutionary technology that is the most humane way to address the problems of our encroachment into the habitat of others. They're our neighbors. It's their home, too. So let's have a little consideration and have our coyote home protection. You can contact me. I'll set you up with it, 818-623-6477, 818-623-6477. Or you can email me at meatfreeamerica@yahoo.com. And the way the system works, 4 foot of fencing, 4 feet of fencing, only $27.50 for a 4 foot segment, and $4 per foot to install, or install it yourself. It is easy. Contact me and we'll set you up for it, okay?
We both are animals. We both eat animals. We dance like animals. We love like animals.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
You know, and every year, millions of animals are subjected to cruel cosmetics and product tests, even though these tests are not required by law. So you can help save animals' lives by buying personal care and household products only from companies that refuse to test on animals. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has made it easy to find out which companies are cruelty-free with its handy shopping guide for caring consumers. The guide lists more than 500 companies that have signed a statement of assurance that they will never, never, ever, ever test their products on animals. Also included is a listing of charities that don't fund any animal studies, as well as a list of pet food companies that do not conduct food test trials on dogs and cats confined to laboratory cages. Free money-saving coupons are included in the guide also. They make it easy for you to put your money where your heart is. Visit PETAcatalog.org, PETAcatalog.org, or call 757-622-PETA to order your copy of PETA's Shopping Guide for Caring Consumers. Do it today, PETAcatalog.org, 757-622-PETA. And, you know, sometimes we talk about this fraudulent animal testing and charities testing animals and the medical world testing on animals. And we always see drugs getting pulled off the market, too, even though they are tested on animals. We have the whole situation with Vioxx and now some of the problems going on with the drugs that people are taking for their indigestion. Well, listeners of the show, Wanda Ballard is a wonderful listener of the show. She constantly is passing out a little book called Animal Experimentation and Human Medicine. It's a lot of interesting information on here. In fact, she'd probably send you one. She'd be happy to send you one. Her phone number is 714-99-KITTY, 714-99-KITTY. So it's Animal Experimentation and Human Medicine. It's a small little brochure, and it tells you, because we believe we can extrapolate what happens to animals onto what would happen with people. Now, you have strychnine, for example. It's right here on page 2. Strychnine is one of the deadliest poisons to humans. It's harmless to monkeys and chickens and guinea pigs. And then a dose of belladonna that would kill a person is harmless to rabbits and goats. Sheep can consume enormous quantities of arsenic, which is fatal to humans in small amounts. What we consider poisonous mushrooms are commonly eaten by rabbits. Hemlock is a deadly poison for humans, but it's consumed without ill effect by mice, sheep, goats, and horses. And PCP, or angel dust, which drives humans into a frenzy, is a sedative for horses. So much for the validity of animal testing, huh? Right there? Well, yeah. We are animals, but we are different animals. What? Is the show over already? What? I was going to get back to Animal News and Views. The whole hour has flown by. It's unbelievable. Show is practically over. All right, well, go to the website. You're an animal. You need goji juice. Drink your goji juice. Go to govegan.freelife.com for your goji juice. Enjoy it to your health. And hope you have a happy holiday weekend. And I will be back with you next week. Send your tax-deductible donation made payable to Go Vegan. Mail it to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. That would be a great way of saying thank you to the animals.
The birds do it all with their beaks. They eat and they clean and they speak. Their wings take them high in the air.